Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, featuring the best unsigned underground bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. As always, I've got Nathan with me in the studio. All right, Nathan, how are you doing?
Bonjour.
And if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so. You can tweet me at SmileRadio3, Facebook Smile Radio Yorkshire. You can Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, or you can email me, TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. So join me for the next hour for the best online jukebox. A little bit of trivia. I'm going to kick off this week's show with The Last Internationale. They're a rebel rock duo from New York. Raw and Rail, and they are one of my new favourite bands. This is the best part of what we're doing, it, Nathan? Finding and discovering bands that are new to us, and hopefully to you as well. This is Hard Times.
I'm lost.
There you go, La Dolce Vita, The Howlers, London Desert Rockers. Desert Rockers, there you go. Formed in 2018. They've received critical acclaim for their ferocious live sets, emerging as one of the must-see bands. They are definitely one to watch. Loudon Road, just how we like it. What do you think, Nath? Good start to the show?
Beautiful start.
Yeah.
So upbeat, whacking neighbours up. What more do you want?
Yeah, well, I say you were throwing some shapes about again.
Circles.
Circle, yeah, yeah. The moves are going, weren't they? The moves. The moves like Jagger. Yeah, I thought it was a good start. As always, we play music that matters. But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. What we got next?
Havana's.
Havana's. What is it? Suburban Monarchy is the track.
That's the
one.
An
alternative rock trio from Leeds who are causing quite a stir on the local music scene, including a debut headline gig in January 2018 to a sold-out audience. Yeah. Havana's a proof that guitar music isn't dying, which I'm pleased to say. And they're back at the Key Club in Leeds on the 27th of July. So this is Suburban Monarchy.
Yeah.
There you go, Codfather exclusive that was released today. That's My Baby's Got the Shakes by old punk rockers, Filthy Filthy. Behave, you're supposed to be producing. The guys are pretty busy, Filthy Filthy, gigging in and around Yorkshire. And you can catch them on the 18th of August, that's a Sunday, I've just been informed, at the Hive in Rotherham, playing alongside Guitar Gangsters, Polly Pickpockets, Edited People, Fit Metal Go-Go Ponies, and Broken Piano. And it's all free to get in. That's the Hive, Greaseborough Road, Rotherham.
We'll love out for now.
Oh, we do like a freebie, don't we? We do like a freebie. There you go. What was you messing about that there?
Just putting song up and down for no reason.
Was you bored? You can't be bored listening to that. You were bouncing. Should be
what,
pogoing.
Bouncing, yeah.
Yeah, you should be pogoing to that.
Too much energy, that.
Too much energy. You've been on them monster drinks again?
No. No.
See more life in a tramp's vest. Right, who we got next?
We have got Coral Springs.
Oh, Coral Springs. What's it? I Lost Track is the... Is it?
Yeah, you have lost track.
I have lost track. Yeah, you're right. That's the name of the... That is the name of the song, isn't it? I Lost Track. Pretty good. It's their love of pop punk and punk rock that what defines them, apparently. Fusing catchiness of pop music with the energy and intensity of punk rock. All stirred up with a bit of expect nothing and give everything attitude. Coral Springs. Turn up the bass. This is the Codfather's alternative jukebox.
It's my-
was Making It Right by Remember Sports, an indie rock quartet from Ohio. They formed in 2014, releasing their first full-length album in the same year, titled Sunchokes. Their second album, All of Something, was given 4 out of 5 stars by Rolling Stone magazine. So there you go. You've got some news for us, producer Nathan.
We have. Tickets have gone on general sale now for An Evening with the Codfather.
At the Santiago Bar, Leeds.
Yeah. Tickets are £3.50, £5 on the door.
Yeah, I'm gonna
so make sure you pay £3.50. Don't get ripped off by Darren. We've got 3 bands on. We've got Cats That Bark, Knuckle, and Bikini Death Race.
Yeah, all very, very good. We've got some stuff coming by Cats That Bark. I think next week, it might be on next week's show.
Can't wait for that. Brilliant, seeing them live in Hull.
Yeah, service station in Hull.
Very good. Limited tickets available, unfortunately, because it's only a small venue.
And we have sold quite a few already.
VIPs.
Yeah, we have sold quite a few already today.
We don't like VIPs, do we?
We do, yeah. We've sold quite a few. So, like you say, all that for £3.50 plus. Lee McHale, local comedy. He does a bit of stand-up. He does a few songs.
Does a lot of sitting down.
Does a lot of sitting down.
He does.
He does a lot of sitting down. But well worth it. And you can get that on the website. All the details will be on there.
www.thecodfatherdj.com.
Ah, you see, you'll do it first take. It took me months to learn that.
First take, mate.
One take, Nathan. Who we got next?
3-8-13, that's all it says on here.
3-8-13, that's Rival Unit, pop punk razor pop from northwest of England. I think that's Liverpool area. I'm sure they're from that. Sharp lyrics, melodic riffs, and fronted by female vocals.
Very good.
Check us out, 3-8-13.
Can do the things you ask me to. Every time I do it wrong, you tell me how to do it just like you. I
knowledge what happened then.
That was The Big What If by Pulled Apart by Horses. They're a four-piece and known as one of the most exciting bands to emerge from the Leeds thriving music scene. They've been active since 2007 and they describe their sound as backdoor scuzz, rage pop. They've built quite a loyal following and they've received press attention thanks to headline performances at local festivals and a slot on the BBC introducing stage at Reading and Leeds festivals. What we got next, Nathan? Who is it?
It's Super Bob.
Super Bob, EDM punk hip-hop trio from Washington. Apparently they've toured over 200 days, they tour for over 200 days a year, and they've done that for the last 7 years, clocking up 1,500 plus gigs. It's a long way to go, you know. And that's some gigging, that, isn't it?
That's a lot of gigging, that.
7 years. They also won 25k in an X Games Battle of the Bands. This is Killer. You're listening to the best online alternative jukebox with me, the Godfather, and my old sidekick, Nathan.
Bye.
Killer.
I've been beat. I've been alone. I've been on the outside of the door. Looking in and on the table, there's plenty. It's not for me, though they say I'm not pretty. Just
utter voice. That was the dark and ambient Night of the Vampire by Chelsea Wolfe. California singer-songwriter with a blend of gothic rock, doom metal, with a hint of folk music there. Her music has been featured in the TV series How to Get Away with Murder, Game of Thrones, and Fear of the Walking Dead. That was some tune, that. I really did like that. I got the hairs on me, back of my hands and back of my neck standing.
It's not on
that.
Your head, though, is it?
Ah, don't get clever, because I'll come over there and I'll sort you out with that.
We're not as close today. We're not in a shed.
Good job, innit? Because you're still within punching distance. Don't start me just because you're producing this show. No, good tune, that. Really enjoyed that.
Catch of the week.
Yeah, you think that's your catch of the week? Good shout. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, I'm back on there with an exclusive interview with singer-songwriter from Bikini Death Race. So come and check it out as I go behind the mask of Ginger Cat and Bad Rocks. 9 o'clock, Smile Radio. We'll see you there.
Can't wait.
Good interview. Even though I say so myself, it's well worth a listen. You were there, weren't you?
Aye.
Doing your producing bit.
Keeping you in check.
Yeah, this is true. What have we got now?
Sean James and the Shapeshifters.
Oh, with their brand of Add It in Dirty Delta Blues, backed up by Sean's fantastic vocals. And the song is... I don't know what the song
Through
is.
Through the Valley.
That's the one. There you go. This is the Codfather. And being taken over by, very well, by Nathan Downs. Check this out.
I used to know. Show me all the things that we used to do.
Tell me I'm wrong, One Eyed Jacks. Seven musicians who met in Brighton back in 2014. They've been perfecting their live shows around the local music scene. And they're drawing from classic funk and soul. And they've evolved to a catchy blend of R&B and alternative rock. I like that, good track. Right, we've got Suffer City next. Top quality diesel oozing rock bangers. It's taken from the Suffer City album. And believe me, I had a listen to that today. It's some absolute crackers on there. This is Once I Was a Cat. This is the Alternative Jukebox with The Godfather.
Time for you and me, didn't I know it? gonna be just who I wanna be. A little change wouldn't do any harm, so I'm gonna take a chance and see. No, I'm not hiding from anything else. Ain't trying to be no Jimmy or Stevie, I wanna be my goddamn self. I keep fighting voices in my head. There's plenty more I need to know. Don't tell me who I should be, cause I'm in control of my own show. No, I'm not hiding from anyone else. I'm sick of hearing I can't do this, I can only be my goddamn self. I keep fighting voices in my head.
Quality music comes as standard. That was Here I Am and Ollie Brown. Blues guitarist, made his recording debut at age just 17. He's toured Europe and opened tours by Johnny Winter and Walter Trout. So that's no hardship. That is fabulous. He's also a label mate of another Codfather favourite, Joanne Shaw Taylor. So be sure to check her out. Right, I'm about done, Ananith.
We're about done.
Well, we're about done. That's another great playlist completed. Big thanks to the COD crew, Nathan, Dr. Ains and Susie, for all your help, even if you do give me a bit of an hard time at times and insult me. Smile Radio for sticking me on air, and you for tuning in. Catch of the week. I think we're...
That vampire one.
I think we've got the same one. I mean, they're all contenders. They're all great, like you say. Quality music does come as standard here. And we're going to go with Chelsea Wolf, Night of the Vampire. That was a cracking tune, that. You can catch this and all previous episodes www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. If you want to send me a tune, you can do so and be considered for the playlist. That's thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. What else is there to do? I've been the Codfather. You've been tuned into the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. seeing this out this week is LA Rock and Rollers, Gods of Macho. And they started out as a project by four musicians who wanted to make their friends laugh and have a bit of fun. And they've evolved into a pretty good kick-ass rock and roll band. This is Reno. I'll catch you next week. Actually, I'll catch you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, with that interview. Bye for now.